what's involved for each of you in creating something that's exceptional? And do you realize at the time that, wow, even for a good photographer, this is something special?
I guess what it comes down to mostly is what I kind of call or recall our patron saint of road trips, who is Saint Serendipity. We like to capitalize on the moment. We don't generally go out to plan a particular shot. The most planning we ever did probably was the trip to Monument Valley, where we got up from our motel at 2:30 in the morning to get there at sunrise. But exactly what are we going to pick and what are we going to shoot? We have to see it when we're there.
You let it happen.
Yeah, it just sort of happens. I used to do a lot of race car photography, which taught me how to take things quickly. And you only get the one chance at it. And you don't know until you get them processed. It's the one objection I have, one of the objections I have to digital photography is people just, they can take a gazillion photos, and somewhere in that mess, this sort of shotgun approach, you're going to have something that's pretty good. With film, you've got to be a little more thoughtful about composing. And like I said, I've been taking pictures for over 40 years, and you develop an eye. When you learn to do it with film, you have to limit your shots. You can't just shoot, and hope something comes out. You've got to develop a specific way of framing and looking, you know, thinking through the viewfinder, I guess you'd call it.
Limit, be thoughtful, frame shots, and develop an eye and a way of thinking. Marianne, what would you add to that?
Well, what I've learned, I just kind of, it's like a certain, you'll be looking and a certain scene, and it may be a collection of objects or shapes, and it just kind of strikes you as you have a lot of good interest, and like I said, textures and colors and shadows and all that comes into play. It just what strikes you, and then I'll try to adjust my, you know, my angle to capture the right view of it that looks the best, and that's what I go for. But I have learned since I've been taking watercolor painting that not everything that you take a picture of will translate well onto a canvas. Now I look at things with that in mind as well to help me build some kind of a library that I can paint from. But I just enjoy the moment.
Now, will your watercolor paintings be available at the Monrovia Summer Art Walk?
No. I'm still a novice. I've gone back to painting. It's been over almost 30 years since I've painted anything, and finally my family is at a point where they're old enough and my schedule's where I can adjust things and I can take time and kind of relearn things now. So no, right now it's just for me.
That is an exciting thing to get to do. What's ahead for both you and Steve for your next projects?
Well, I'm working on a sequel to the Old Fart Spy Club, which has some flashbacks in the original book, and this is going to take up where the flashbacks leave off. So it's the old farts when they were young guys kicking around Europe in the early 70s, getting involved in things they probably shouldn't have gotten involved in. And our other big hope is in about 3 years' time, we're thinking of taking our old sports car, packing it up, and shipping it to Europe and driving around Britain for a while.
Oh, that will be the trip of a lifetime. Wow. How about for you, Mary, in addition to your watercolor and the photography you currently do?
Well, I'm hoping in 3 years I'll be able to retire so I can have time to do that. That'd be fun. But no, I'm still working full-time, so I'm still juggling family and job and free time and everything else. Just trying to get back, learning how to relax.
The relax is the hard part, I would think, with all of that going on.
Yep, we don't have a boring life, that's for sure.
As we wrap up here, what would you say has been one of your absolute best experiences so far at Monrovia Art Walks?
I think it's probably people who don't just, you know, like a photo, but they like it enough that they want to take it home and put it on their own wall and look at it and enjoy it. That really gives us a thrill that we not only share it for somebody walking by to look at it, somebody who actually wants to make the commitment to take it home and hang it on their own wall.
Definitely, I'm agreeing. It is a compliment. And so oftentimes, maybe they'll see something in it that we didn't see, and it just really captures them and makes them happy, and that, you know, it's wonderful.
Steve and Marianne, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for having us, and we look forward to seeing you and everyone else out at the Art Walks this Saturday, usually between about 6 and 10 p.m.